This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week at this time, Doug Steffen and the crew counts down the top 10 talk topics. As figured out by Talkers Magazine, every week they go around the country looking at all of the talk radio stations and see what the top 10 talk topics are. I challenge you to learn how to say that. Yeah, it's 15 years, man. It takes that long. So Doug is not in this week. He is traveling around the world. So Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and myself, Rich McFadden, and with you to count down the top 10 talk topics for you. And as usual, we'll go through the list of the top 10 topics and the top people, and then we'll start kind of dissecting the list one by one. Unlike Doug and his ADD version, where he just kind of hops all over the list, we will actually count from number 10 to number 1, so stick around to see what's number 1. It's probably won't surprise you what it is, but it's a little bit interesting, the conversation about it. So here we go. In the top 10 stories, number 10, NFL action. I won't even talk about my fantasy football league there. Number 9, the Mars landing. That's some exciting stuff. Number 8, the Les Moonves allegations, the former head of CBS. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, Brexit deal, and the G20 summit, so kind of international news. Number 6, the GM job cuts, the Dow and world markets activities. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Pelosi's nominated for speaker. Shocker. Number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. And the number 1 story is the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. For the top 10 people in the talk radio roundup here, we've got number 10, Les Moonves, and his one of his accusers, Bobby Phillips. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. I guess he goes along with the climate change report, digging his name up out of the 55-gallon trash barrel. Number 7, Cindy Hyde-Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller. So we got the trifecta there. And at number 1, of course, the Trumpster himself, Donald Trump. So if we start at the top of the list, Victoria, and we kind of count our way backwards, I think probably the most shocking thing in NFL action was the Dallas Cowboys beating the New Orleans Saints on Thursday night, keeping the New Orleans Saints to a measly 10 points, which is the least amount of points they've scored in years. And pretty much crushing my fantasy football season. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm a Saints fan, so I didn't watch that, but I heard about it, and that's always devastating. I always root for the Saints, and I just love Drew Brees, and he's a beast. So that's
you know what? I'm gonna.
And I've never been a Cowboys fan.
You're right. I'm gonna make a move. All right. I'm gonna go to petition.org and whitehouse.gov and start a new petition there. Ever since Katrina and Drew Brees going to New Orleans and lifting that city out of that funk that they were in after Katrina, I'm going to vote that New Orleans and the Saints are America's team. This whole Dallas Cowboys as America's team because they have a stupid star on their helmet.
So agree with you.
I'm making 100%. Some people so mad right now.
Yeah, but I don't care either. 100% agree with you.
The Saints, and, you know, the New Orleans and Saints, and their story is they are America's team.
Phoenix rising from the ashes. That is, and you and I are big fans of the city of New Orleans. And when you just walk around and you see the love that the people who live in New Orleans have for their Saints, it's heartwarming. You know, New Orleans is not, it's a small city. Maybe, you know, actually I posed this question to my husband, who's a sports producer, and we couldn't really come up with an answer. Is New Orleans the smallest NFL city?
That is a great question.
And he immediately brought up Green Bay, and I said I think Green Bay's bigger in terms of population and just the overall size of the city.
I think Green Bay's bigger as far as land mass.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd love to have anybody else give me that answer, maybe. Jacksonville's bigger, though. Jacksonville has really expanded since, you know, there's just the city of Jacksonville is so much bigger than it used to be. I just think in terms of size, I would guess that New Orleans would be the smallest, if not maybe the second smallest.
It could be. That's a good question.
But I couldn't figure. But you know what? And if it is, we'll say argument for argument's sake, it is the smallest. It's got the biggest heart of NFL city. And just, I agree with you. And I don't understand. I think the Cowboy thing, that feels to me very like 80s patriotism, like Reagan, and I just, in my mind, I put the Cowboys and Reagan in the 80s,
test.
Kind of all into one.
Here's my litmus test for every Cowboys fan. How many times have you been to Dallas?
That's a good question.
7 out of 10 will say, I'm planning on going. You know, I realize I'm making some of you Dallas fans throw the radio across the room, and that's okay. I'm totally good with that.
We're okay with that.
All right, so we'll move along. My favorite thing about number 9, the Mars landing, besides the actual epic task of landing that little rover thing was doing like 100,000 miles an hour, crashing like right towards the planet of Mars, and they go like, boom, soft little landing. You know what it takes to slow that thing down from the trajectory that it was and the speed that it was going and land it softly so that it can run all over the surface of Mars and dig into the core and under the dirt.
It sends a lot of cool pictures back, too, right?
But my favorite thing is all the Facebook posts with Marvin Martian kind of peeking out the side of the screen.
That's funny.
The other cool thing is that it's coming out this week that next year they plan on sending ships to the moon, and they're going to start doing moon visits again, and I think they're going to send people there again. So the government is actually submitting bids or having people submit bids to who can get us to the moon and who can set up a workstation up there. So that'll be pretty interesting. So got a lot.
I would guess that Tesla or Elon Musk is involved in that, right, with SpaceX.
I would imagine they would be.
Or he's got a bid in on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's cool. After the show today, my family and I and some friends are heading to Chincoteague, Virginia.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah.
I hope you get to see some horses.
Well, you always see the horses because they're the wild horses running around on the island.
I was there once and saw no horses.
Oh, really?
You
got nowhere to go. And Assateague, right next door, you can kind of drive around and the horses will walk right up to you. But they have Wallops Island right there. It's the next island over. And that's a NASA launch site. So we've gone down there several times to watch some launches of, you know, small rockets and medium-sized rockets. And it's amazing. And even from my house in Northern Virginia, which is 3 hours away, when they launch a larger rocket, you can see it. So, I mean, it's really cool to see the things that we're able to do in space and how we're able to explore and just, I mean, landing on Mars, that's a cool thing. The one thing that disturbs me about all this space stuff is the amount of space junk.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that apparently all of this space junk over time breaks up into this tiny little debris, like specks, and it becomes a space dust.
Like plastic in the ocean.
Yes.
It gets broken down to that microscopic level of, but it's still there. And
it's still there, and it's still flying around our atmosphere, you know, out in space. And whenever anybody flies through it, they have to fly through this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is creating this shield that makes it really dangerous, actually, for you to fly through it. So as we get more and more of this stuff up in the air, and you search it on YouTube or whatever it is, you know, you just Google it, and it is a freaky, freaky situation, and where it's basically building a shield around us, and the more and more we send up, the thicker and thicker the shield gets, to the point where at some point we won't be able to get through it without it destroying the ship that we're in.
Was it Japan or China who recently had the big net? It's like it's not really a net, but it has that effect where it catches space junk. I feel like it was Japan, but it could have been
cool.
China. But those are the types of things that we're going to have to really think about more and more. The more we send satellites up, and Tesla's SpaceX, they're going to send like 1,500 satellites up to give us a global internet. Well, if you think about all of that space junk, it's 1,500 satellites. That's a lot. So we have to consider space to be like a landfill. And how do we're bad at managing trash on the planet.
Right.
So we have to really, you know, get it together so that we don't turn space into one big landfill, because that's kind of where it's headed.
It's a wild situation, and if you look up the story, I mean, you see it in all kinds of places. It's a freaky thing, man. It's almost like we're entrapping ourselves on the planet. So but check it out. It's wild. All right, so real quick before we stop here for 1 second, let's hit number 8, the moon viz. Less moon viz, speaking of
different kind of moon.
Yeah, allegations. His defense is building the case that there's no here, that there's really nothing, that the one of the victims who's coming out with allegations really was a long time affair with him, and that
that it was consensual.
That it was consensual, and that,
yeah.
that one of the victims tried to entrap them with the police on the telephone, and they got nothing. So all of these charges should be dropped, because you really don't have anything, even though there's like the Bill Cosby thing, 50 people coming out saying,
right.
Yeah, he sexually abused or harassed me. Smoke, fire, that whole thing. So coming up on the countdown here, we still got number 7 through number 1. And we'll pick this up right on the other side here. So stick around for the Talk Radio Countdown Show's Top 7. And we'll dig into the people a little bit more on the other side of the break as well. It's 18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to my pillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. My pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let my pillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. My pillow's made here in America, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one my pillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any my pillow, get the second one free. Go to mypillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the 2-for-the-price-of-1 deal. That's the promo code DJV at mypillow.com.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And yes, we all still hate the Dallas Cowboys. But you know what? They're the team you love to hate, so good for you for being a fan. We're at number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown here. We've gone through number 10 NFL action. That's which we've got us into the Cowboys. Number 9, the Mars landing. And number 8, the Les Moonves allegations. So now that brings us to number 7 with the Russia-Ukraine tensions tied with the Brexit deal and the G20 summit, kind of your international stop on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Russia-Ukraine tensions, that one's interesting because this weekend, the Putmeister and the Trumpster will be sitting down, kind of going toe to toe on this one. And, Trump's really not good. One of the other things he's doing at the G20 summit is looking at, talking to the Saudi prince about the Khashoggi killing. And Trump is a little bit too honest. Back in the day, we would let the Saudi off of all of these horrible things that they did and kind of talk tough, but not really do anything about it. And Trump comes out this week, and what are we going to do to hold the Saudi prince to, he's blatantly murdered a reporter from the United States. What are we going to do about it? Oh, there's nothing we really can do about it. We need them. It's a great partnership. In all honesty, he's right. There's nothing we can do about it. What should he have said? We're going to get tough. We're going to do sanctions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I've had a tough talk with him, and we're going to look at charges against this, and we're going to bring this. But he didn't. He's too dumb.
But other countries have, so it's not like we can't do anything. You know, Canada did. There are other. Germany has.
Right.
It's not like we can't do anything. We just don't want. He just doesn't want to.
Even our own
he's
Congress
got a
and
lot
Senate
of dealings with them.
Is talking tougher about it.
Right.
So that on the G20 summit. Putin on the Russia-Ukraine tensions. The Brexit deal will be
Brexit's
a conversation. Brexit is heating up, and it's not going to pass. It's going to fall apart, I think.
Well, the EU has passed it, but now I don't think
it's
going to make it.
But it won't get through Parliament.
I don't think it's going to make it through Parliament.
And Theresa May, she might as well put the cardboard box on her desk because she's done. Because once it does not get through Parliament, she will have lost all confidence, and they will basically say, time for a new prime minister.
And, you know, and also this week, I don't know if you saw, Rich, there was a global financial report that came out that essentially said, and this was an independent, non-political financial organization, sort of like a, not the World Bank, but, you know, similar in that, and it was analyzing what the Brexit deal would mean for the UK, and there is no circumstance, essentially what the report said, there is no outcome or condition of Brexit that is going to be profitable or favorable for the economy of the UK. Any way you slice it, if Brexit happens, it's going to take a big financial hit the UK.
Here's
so
the dilemma. The European citizens of all of the countries don't want to live by the rules of the other European countries. And that's where this whole EU thing is starting to fall apart, is the Irish and the Brits don't want to have to abide by the Germans or the French rules, and the Scots, you know, are like, ugh. So everybody wants to make their own rules for their own country, and it's driving them apart. So this thing's a house of cards, man, and if they don't figure out how to fix it somehow, we're going to have some serious issues going on over there. And, you know, our strongest allies, all the European countries, this thing could be a mess. So
absolutely.
It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary. Okay. And then the one other thing that's going on at the G20 is China. So Trump will try and negotiate around these tariffs and get us a long-term solution to the China deal. So hang in for that. It's a rough ride over the weekend. Could be fun, though. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Coming up, climate change.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. America's 45th president leads the nation in grieving for the 41st. Surrounded by family, George H.W. Bush died on Friday night at his home in Houston. When he ran for the GOP presidential nomination in 1980, he was said to have one of the most impressive resumes in politics. Congressman from Texas, UN ambassador, envoy to China, the head of the Republican Party, and the director of the CIA. Though he lost to Ronald Reagan, he was asked to join the ticket.
George Bush was the candidate for vice president.
He served as a loyal vice president for 8 years before becoming the 41st president in 1989.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
George H.W. Bush was 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who's traveling this week, back next week. Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan in with you, counting down your top 10. Let's go through the list and the people again, just to refresh you if you're just joining us. The top 10 stories as calculated by Talkers Magazine from talk radio stations all around the country. They figure out what you are talking about on your local stations, and then they create this list. And here we are to count them down for you. At number 10, NFL action. At number 9, the Mars landing. Number 8, Les Moonves, the former CBS CEO, sexual allegations and abuse. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the Brexit deal, and the G20 summit. Number 6, GM job cuts and the Dow and world markets activity. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi nominated for Speaker. She will be voted in January, I guess, officially. And number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. Number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. And your top 10 list of people, you have number 10, Les Moonves and Bobby Phillips, one of his alleged victims. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. Number 7, Cindy Hyde Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller, your trifecta of Donald Trump fans. And number 1, Donald Trump, the Trumpster himself. We left off at number 5 here, climate change. So Black Friday, the government dumps this big old climate change report. And this is kind of fun. Here's Trump going, they did what? My government agency said what? Okay, dump it on Friday, and let's see if we can get through this thing. Because basically his own government is talking about climate change, and that he denies, and, you know, so, okay, here we go with the back and forth here, and that's cool, that's fine. We like conversation, that's why we're here. But, you know, the press has tried to push this thing all week, and I don't know that it really got a ton of traction, so maybe the Black Friday dump worked. But when I looked through this thing, here's what I came up with. They talked about the destruction and the financial cost of weather. And I don't know that they talked as much about weather change as they did about the cost of weather. So my takeaway was that, okay, storms are costing us more.
Yeah.
Because we have more stuff and we build more houses and property on places that get beat up every now and then.
We're also not building in the smartest way either.
Right. Is this thing really about how much weather costs us, or is it really about actual, quote-unquote, global warming and climate change? So Al Gore gets his 15 minutes of fame again. They dig him up, and he's out there talking about it. But, I mean, what was your take on this thing, Victoria?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think it's a combination. I think we have to look at the actual climate change science, and one of my closest friends is a climate change scientist working for Columbia University's Lamont Daugherty Science Center, which is like sort of the gold standard of climate change research pretty much globally. So I've been hearing for 15 years about the different things that they've been studying, and you know, I don't even understand people who completely deny that climate change is real. You can have an argument about the degrees of it, but there are some people who still think that man is not doing anything to harm the planet. I can't even wrap my head around that. But on the other side of it, we do have to talk about the money that these storms are costing us, the wildfires, things like that. We do have to build smarter moving forward. I think there's a lot more that we can be doing that we're not doing yet. And so, but on the Al Gore front, to me, the funniest part of this, and there actually was some humor this week related to climate change. I don't know if you saw this clip, but Al Gore was on The Daily Show. And 10 years ago or 15 years ago, South Park did an episode making fun of Al Gore, where they show a very panicked Al Gore chasing this mythical creature called Man Bear Pig, all one word. And so it was a really funny episode. And then out of the blue, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they do a new episode where all the kids find out that Man Bear Pig is real, and that's the analogy of climate change, and then they seek out Al Gore's help in the episode to track down and to fight Man Bear Pig. And so Al Gore had a really good sense of humor about it. He said he loved the episode. He doesn't know Matt and Trey, who have created South Park, but he said he thought the episode was great, and he thought it was really funny, and he had a really good sense of humor about it. But, you know, he is even South Park made fun of him 15 years ago.
All right, so it's official. Park says that climate change is real.
Well, they've done a 180, yeah. And
wow.
It was kind of interesting.
All right, I guess they changed my mind. I'm in.
Yeah, they were apologizing. Right. They said, hey, Man Bear Pig is real.
All right,
Al Gore.
If South Park says it's real, I got to go with it then. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, you know what? In talk radio, we have this rule. Okay, there are a couple of things that we don't talk about just because you are not going to change anybody's mind. It was gun control, abortion, and religion. All right, those are the three things where if you want to get the phones to light up, go ahead and throw those three topics out. But here's the reality. The conversation is going to go nowhere. You are not going to change anybody's mind. They're for or against, and there's nobody in between, and you are not going to change their mind. So really, it's just a boring conversation. Climate change has kind of become the fourth topic there, because I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. We agree on some things, but the reality is that the science is all over the place. I can find science to support my side. You can find science to support your side. And we can create this kind of cloud of, confusion.
Well, that's when climate change gets politicized, though. See, the problem is, like, and my friend, who's actually a registered independent and really hates politics, the scientist, and, you know, and he said, actually, when you talk to real scientists, when they're hanging out with each other, the science really isn't all over the place.
Scaring the hell out of each other?
Yeah, well, but the science really isn't all over the place. It's pretty definitive. It's when it gets politicized, when someone pays someone on the right to find some sort of study that says it's not real, and on the left, hey, let's pay someone to find that it's way worse than anyone thinks. And the truth is, like many other things, the truth really lies in the middle. And in the middle of that, it is very real, and there are a lot of things that are happening.
See,
there are things that are out of our control. There are things we can do to combat it. But really, the science, that's kind of a myth.
And that's where I dig you.
Isn't all over the place.
You're a reasonable left-wing wacko, okay? I'll say that.
I'm not a left-wing wacko.
I know you're not. But you're very reasonable, okay? Whereas the Al Gores that are running around, the sky is falling, okay? Do I agree that humans affect the Earth and its ability to, you know, yes, we pollute a lot, and it does horrible things to the planet.
Pollution,
and
I'm glad you said the word. Pollution,
we should absolutely do something about it. Right.
Yep.
100%. No disagreement there. Now, are we capable of changing weather to the degree at which a lot of people say that we are? I don't think so. I think we're capable of changing the environment and the Earth and polluting it. And I look at the Chesapeake Bay where I live and look at how bad we did and how far it's come. I look at Los Angeles and what a smog fest it was and how much better it is. So 100%, I agree. And I think, and I'm an environmentalist. I want to make these things better. I love my Chesapeake Bay. I want it to be clean so that I can eat crabs forever for the rest of my life. I cherish that. I want it. But the sky is falling attitude, it just drives me crazy. And it's like they're running around with like a chicken with their heads cut off, not thinking rationally. And that's what makes a lot of us.
And that's the politicizing effect of it. That's where and that's unfortunate, because whenever it's politicized, either
on
way,
the left,
it's not happening. And or it's happening too much, or it's not happening at all.
Right.
That's where, and I would just say, that's where we should probably turn on our little red flag sensors of, okay, if something is too extreme, either way, we should discount it and say, okay, that's obviously the politicizing of this issue.
So in your mind, does that throw Al Gore out the window? Is he too extreme?
I don't. Well, 12 years ago, or 15 years ago, whenever that first Inconvenient Truth came out, I think he was seen back then as totally way out there. Like, even climate scientists,
so
my
he
friend
was right
just
in your
starting.
Mind.
Well, he was way out there. And he was. Now, unfortunately, 15 years later, a lot of the stuff that he did say then, a lot of it has happened. Some of it hasn't. But so he's less shocking now, I think, than he was back then.
Still
and it's really
boring.
Just because. Because we've caught it like this, the planet has gotten worse in 15 years.
Yeah.
So, it has caught up a little bit. It's not as bad as he has always said it was. But, again, it's these extremes, that's where it's politicized. Stay in the middle. Stay in where moderation is. And I think that's where the real science is. And real scientists who study climate change will tell you that's where we all need to really focus and get rid of the politics.
You on the 15-year thing. But anyway, let's move on, because it's like I said, you don't get anywhere.
Well, I'm saying 15, 20 years ago when he was talking about, let's just go with the melting of the ice
conversation.
Caps. Yeah, but the melting of the ice caps, and when he was talking about things like that, that has gotten a lot worse.
No, come on now. Let's go.
It has. Rich, come on. That's just basic fact.
Right.
You haven't seen
certain
ice caps melting?
Right, sure. Certain ice caps, yes. All right, let's move along, because this debate is just going to go nowhere. GOP wins another Senate race after a runoff in Mississippi. So that puts the Republicans at 53 Senate seats and the Democrats at 47. So whatever comes up from the House, the Republicans will be able to control, so they'll have to do a little finagling there when they get bills set up, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, on things like infrastructure, you can get some stuff done, because all politicians want to spend money and send it back to their districts. So hopefully that's one thing that they can see, and we can get some bridges and stuff worked on. We're doing a lot of that here in the Washington, D.C. area, so hopefully they'll do something there. Nancy Pelosi basically has gotten the okay, the thumbs up. I think there were 24 votes against her, and this is not the official vote, to be Speaker for when the Democrats take over in January. They will have an official vote, I think it's January 3rd or 7th or something like that, and that's when she will officially become Speaker. Trump has been plugging for her. He wants her. He wants her badly to be the Speaker. And I don't know whether that's because he thinks he can throw her around like a rag doll, or because he thinks he can actually get something done with her. And I think that he probably thinks I can get something done with her. I think he thinks he can get more done with her, because it's a negotiation thing, than he could with Paul Ryan. And I think he thinks that, especially on this infrastructure deal, that they can come up with a plan and a way to give everybody a little bit of something that they want. So I think she's going to get it, and I'm hopeful that they're going to be able to do something, because otherwise we're going to sit here for 2 years and get nothing done.
Yeah, it's true. No one wants that.
They're going to figure out a way to spend our money, but on infrastructure, it's what they're supposed to do. That's actually what the government is here to do.
Yeah. So, how many potholes do we have to live with?
Or how many
bridges that are crumbling?
Right, exactly.
You know,
so
we need
to
spend money on that.
Do your job.
Right.
All right. At number two, we have the migrant caravan and the Mexico border issue. let's see here. The migrant caravan is pretty much stuck in Tijuana, and Mexico doesn't like it. This is a great thing because it's going to force Mexico and the United States to work on a deal to control the influx of people that run through their country into ours. Good thing. Number one, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. This could get a little fun because basically Cohen said that they were doing no business in Russia after January, but actually it went till June, so now he's lied and he's going to have to go to jail. And now they're going to look at Trump to see whether he lied about it as well, and Ivanka and Trump Jr. and yada, yada, yada. So watch for fun news to come. It's 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you've tried and failed to shed pounds by removing certain foods from your diet, here's a different idea. Instead of changing your menu, change your amounts.
Over the course of time, that really adds up.
Catherine Zaratsky is a dietitian at Mayo Clinic.
The benefit to taking smaller steps is they're often more realistic, and if it's realistic, you're more likely to do it.
Little things like spreading one tablespoon of peanut butter on a piece of toast instead of two. That saves 94 calories. Drizzle one teaspoon of oil instead of one tablespoon and save another 84. Flip a 90% lean ground beef burger instead of one that's 85% lean and you'll save another 37 calories. These three examples add up to more than 200 calories saved, and there are many more ways to increase that total.
Just being very thoughtful about the how much can really make a difference.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJ V Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, and we are so lucky to have with us our tech guru, our goddess of the wired. Weird title for you. Victoria Keelan is here. And because it's the weekend, we count down the top five tech stories from the week. So what's at number five, Victoria?
Venmo was in the spotlight at number five. Now, Venmo is the app that makes it super easy to send money to your friends, family, whatever. And it is a secured app, but they've had a lot of problems on the back end. And now, they, according to the Wall Street Journal this week, it says that they've lost $40 million alone in the first 3 months of this year. So that's not good news for Venmo. And the internal documents weren't specific on whether the fraudulent activities were from stolen credit cards or hacked accounts or other scams. But in most cases of fraud, Venmo's policy is to reimburse the user for their losses. And so if the fraud is happening a lot, then basically Venmo is just bleeding money. So now to combat the issue, Venmo blacklisted tens of thousands of users whose accounts had been flagged as suspicious. Unfortunately, some innocent people were also involved in that flagging. And so it's also delayed and then pulled its instant transfer feature that let users send funds to their bank accounts within 30 minutes. Now you can do it free, but you have to wait a few days. Or if you want that money instantly transferred from your Venmo account to your bank account, you now have to pay a flat 1% fee of the transferred amount. So it's not great for the consumer. It's really bad news for Venmo. And in the meantime, you may want to look into some other money transferring apps. There are some other good ones out there. Zelle is one, Z-E-L-L-E. That's very secure, and it's backed by actual banks. So that may be one that you want to migrate over to the next time you go out to brunch with all of your friends and everyone sends you, you know, their $40 or whatever it ends up being. That's an expensive brunch, but, you know, anyway.
All right, in at number four, the U.S. Postal Service data breach, really. They're exposing people's information.
Well, they claim that after 60 million users of USPS.com, all of their stuff was, all of their information was exposed. Usernames, including your street address, it was really not good. However, the U.S. Postal Service said this week that they have fixed the security weakness 1 year after the breach happened. So, your personal data is already out there. Some phone numbers and some mailing campaign data, emails, all that
meth, good stuff, has been exposed. But now they say, after a year later, they finally fixed the problem. Yay for USPS.
Good job, Postal Service. And at number three, LinkedIn has been targeting targeting Facebook users.
Yeah, LinkedIn got in trouble because they bought 18 million non-LinkedIn members' email addresses, found those people on Facebook, and then used targeted ads to try to lure them into becoming members of LinkedIn. And so they've gotten in a lot of trouble for this. They're based over in Europe, and the Ireland's Data Protection Commission gave them a big smackdown and said that this is not legal. And so they claim they fixed the problem. But if you are not a member of LinkedIn and you're seeing ads aimed at you on Facebook, you should definitely report it because they're not supposed to be doing that anymore.
What about number two? Number two is an interesting one. Amazon has been kind of messing up adding things into people's baby registries.
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about this, and I think this is going to be one of those word-of-mouth stories that we hear about going forward. Customers are complaining Amazon's ads are using a deceptive design that tricks people into buying sponsored products instead of items that are on their actual friends and family's baby registries. So a lot of people are noting that they had unwittingly purchased these gifts from these ads, and then their friends and family were receiving unwanted items, and especially the Playtex Diaper Genie and Kimberly Clark's Huggies Snug and Dry Diapers. Those two were sponsored ads that didn't look like they were sponsored, so it looked like people had registered for them. And Amazon's going to get in trouble with this with the Federal Trade Commission, because those sponsored ads cost the advertisers $500,000 a spot.
Wow.
So Amazon's making a lot of money. Just think about it. That's $1 million right there that they can make off of one person's baby registry. So
that
just be
crazy.
Really careful and read the small print. If you are buying any type of registry off of Amazon, you have to be really careful.
All right, the number one tech story of the week with Victoria Keelan involves our buddies over at Apple.
This is great news for Apple users who are still hanging on to older models of their iPhone. Apple this week didn't really offer, last week they didn't do a great job with Black Friday or Cyber Monday. There weren't any real great deals out there. However, they have a new promotion that is upping the value of all of the old iPhones. So an iPhone 6 is now worth $150 on trade-in at the Apple store, and that's up from $75. And if you have an iPhone 8, you can, all the numbers went up, all the different models, but if you have an iPhone 8, it's now worth $300. So it's great news for Apple users looking to upgrade.
Thanks, Victoria. Tech Talk time is 59 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.